This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Dalid, Sechta Ova, is the final parak today, Perek Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoyma Oima. Ben Zoyma said, the Rav tells us, very interesting, he didn't live so long, he wasn't Marach Yomim, and also, if Loi Nismach, he didn't get Smich, they should call Rebbe, they should call the Ben Zoyma. They call it Al Shem Aviv. They call by his father's name, who was Zoyma. Ben Azai, Shneim Shmam Shimon. Their first name was Shimon. And so Mishnah has brought down with Shimon Ben Zoyma, one of the Gemara's. But he has brought Ben Zoyma to name him after his father, because he never got the Smicha. Ezeu Chochom, he said. Who is a Chochom that's worthy to be praised? As the Rav tells us. Who is a chacham that's worthy that we should praise him for his chachmah? Somebody learns from every person. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, until him in the famous Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes talks about Torah, Mikol Malamdai Hiskalti. From all Malamdai, my teachers, Hiskalti, I obtained knowledge, and I became enlightened, says the Rav. This means even someone who's less than you, not as big as you, as smart as you, since this person is not makbid on his covet, and he's able to learn from even Tan, even from youngsters, it looks very clearly that his chokhmah is l'shem shamayim. He's not looking to have knowledge and become a great wise person because he wants to be praised for it. He just wants chachma l'shem chachma for the sake of chachma, l'shem shamayim. And therefore, he's ready to go to all ends. He's ready to lower himself and belittle himself to learn from anybody. That's Mikol Adam. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Mikol Lamda Iskalti. The Rav says, the end of that pasuk says that your eidos was first to the Torah, sichali. It's my sicha, it's my talk. The pasuk is telling him I learned from anybody and I wasn't wearing my covered. I just want that your Torah should be my sicha, my words. And I'm a chavit to know Torah for that itself. Continues the Mishnah, Ezehu Gibor, Ezehu Gibor. Who's a strong person, a mighty person? Says the Mishnah, Akoyve Shes Yitzchoy. Somebody controls his Yitzhara. Shenema Toiv Erech HaPayimi Gibor. Great is the Erech HaPayim, the one who is elongated his anger. He controls his anger, Mi Gibor. Then the powerful Gibor in might, physical might, Umoisha Barucha, and somebody that controls, as in charge of his ruach, his spirit, his actions, Miloichet ear from somebody who captures a city. Says the Rav, Ezur Gibor, Shabroish, Yisab, Gvuros, Akkavijan. Who is someone who should be praised for his Gvura? There's somebody who can take himself, his own actions, and takes his own, his midos into his own hand and be in control of himself. That is the greatness of a human being. They can take control. He has a tremendous desire to do something that's not right, that's not proper. And he says, no, that's a god, that's a gibor. Ezel Oshir, who's a rich Persian, and the Rav explains on that, Shanema, Toiv Erech HaPayim, Megiba, Hori Pravi, Pirush Tegra. This is the Pshan, the Pazer, Toiv Erech HaPayim, Abom Mitzad, Agvur, Shal Kiba, Shal Yetzer. Great. And praiseworthy is the Erech HaPayim, the holding back of the anger that comes from the gvura of the kovish. He's kovish, he wants to get angry. He holds it back, doesn't get angry, doesn't let out his anger. Lo mitzad rakos ha-teva, not because it comes from gvura, that's what I mean. Sometimes a person doesn't get angry because he's an edel guy. He doesn't have it, you know, his nature is not that way. We're not talking about that person whose nature is not to get angry. He was born as a regular edel, not a loud guy, not a guy who gets, you know, etzem. He's just so edel and so quiet, that Imela, he's not going to get angry. No, we're not talking about somebody that's the reason he's not getting angry. We're talking about that bad, he was born as a, he's an Akaisa. and he's a very, very powerful, very charismatic individual, very choshur person, and there's a moment to get angry, he controls it. And Moshe Baruch that's what it says. It means a guy who captured the city and a melech, and he was captured the city already. He has everybody in his hands, but he holds back not to kill them. I know he's a person that can control himself and know exactly what to do, and not let the confidence get to him, not let the success get to him. And he's able to control himself not to do something that doesn't have to be done or something that shouldn't be done. Ezo Azel Asher continues the Mishnah. Who's an Asher? Says again, the Rav tells the royal lord, this Halaba Asher is someone who should be praised for his richness, for his wealth. Says the Mishnah, it's a big Yisoy that we will have to learn a Sameach B'chalk, because somebody's happy with his lot. That's a rich person. He's mistapek, he's satisfied. And he doesn't need to look for extra. Shenema Yigia Kapecha Kisoichos at the Basel. Yigia Kapecha Kisoichal. The work of his hands who eat. Ashrecha v'toivloch. Ashrecha in this world, says the Basel. Ashrecha. He's not loyal. He's not running after gaining more wealth and more possessions. Yigia Kapecha Kisoichal. He's eating whatever he makes. Whatever money he makes, he uses it out to buy what he needs to eat. Ashrecha v'toivach, the Maharal Mishnah says, Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, he has good in this world, because the person that taka is always looking to get more and more and more of b'olam hazeh. He's never satisfied his lot. He lives bitter, angered, and never happy, because he always looks the glass is half empty. He's not looking at the glass is half full. He's always looking to the neighbor. The neighbor's getting a nicer car, he has to get a nicer car. He can't live what he has. He has beautiful stuff. But he can't, it's not enough, because the neighbor has a bigger house. The neighbor has an indoor pool and an outdoor pool. All these things eat him up. And if he has no oil, he's there. But for size of a toilet on him above, because of this jealousy, he's going to go do things that are wrong and lose oil haba also. So the person that's happy with what is lot is Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, the toilet on him above. Ezehu mechubot, who is the person that's called honored? Hamechavad is a bria. Someone could honor others, give honor to others. The ones who mechabed me, achabed, who boizai yekol, those who mevazim me yekol, those who shame me, will be made light, will be made simple, will be made, they won't have any honor to them. The Rav ends this mishnah by telling us, the three things we mentioned above, which is wisdom, strength, and wealth. He's already honored, honorable. The Ein Yirah Gemara, the people look at him as chashuv. And even if the priest is not mechaber, he has something to be honored for. He has wealth, whatever. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that if you have these three midas and you're be'emis, an honorable person, because you have something that to be honored about because you're a kodesh yitzchak, but the people are not honoring you because of that. People are not looking up to you because of that. So what should you do to get the kodesh from achirim? Mechaber es abriyos, should go ahead and mechaber others. Ki mechaber achaber dvarim kavuchu amakosh bo shu melech kavod. V'chum asher bo b'loim loy bara elch v'oidai. Just like we see in the buzz going about Hashem. Ki mechaber, those who mechaber me, Hashem says achaber. And we make a kavuchu to people. If Hashem is baruch, who created the whole world. And everything that he created, only created for his honor. But he still mechabed those who, he still gives honor to those who give honor to him. Mechabed is machbodo, v'kavachol v'basadom, soli v'basadom. If you mechabed him, he'll be mechabed you. U'boise yekol l'mayos anvisalusha shakash boru. But Omar u'boise akala. Hashem says, I'll curse those. Don't shame Hashem. They don't give honor to Hashem. We should say they should get punished. No, Hashem doesn't punish them. They themselves will become light, not choshev. The Peter of the covenant, tzaddikim hikmid yoseh, shenema mekalech or. But when it comes to the covenant of the tzaddikim, Hashem is takam makbid. Because Hashem says, whoever curses you, I will curse. So the Maisa, that's the Metzias, and that's the Mishnah. We just have to say over the famous verse of Chaim V'Lozhon, this Mishnah. He says a different pshat at the end of the Mishnah. He says, L'choyret says, a mechaber es abriyos is a person mechabit. What's mechabit? A brios. He says, and why? Whoever's mechabit the brios, the creations, that's a person that's mechabit. Shenema, the person says ki mechabdai. Those are mechabit me achabit. When mechabdai, those are mechabit me. We said those mechabit a brios. Says mechabit v'loshu big yisoid over. He says. Then why would a person mechabit the brios? Because he realized that all the brios, even the goyim, they're all at Salam Elokim. And the reason why you mechabit him, because he's a bria from Hashem, he's at Salam Elokim of Hashem. So that's why you mechabit him, because you realize they created from Hashem. So that's why you mechabit, that's mechabdai. You better mechabit him, but Hashem says, you're being mechabit me. So Hashem says, I'll give you the honor. And that's a new pshat, that a person is mechabit other people, because he realizes that no matter what this person is, no matter what he does, he could be not such a chashuv a job, but he's a tzam elokim, he's somebody very, he's very chashuv, no matter who he is. If that's how you treat a person, because you realize the godliness that's in a person, so Hashem says, okay, you're going to have covered. You're going to have covered for that. Midah k'neged midah, that you're mechabed, the bari olam, you're going to have covered also. And that's a very, very important thing, Rabbi said. One of the reasons why we have trouble giving honor to people, we're showing respect for people, because we don't look at them the proper way. We have to look at every single person. He's a tzelem elokim. He's made in the image of God. We once told the famous story a couple of times over here of Heilige Moshe Shiska, the Eidim from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Shiska was a tzaddik Yisrael Olam. And when sometimes he walked on the east side and he saw some of these guys, Bowery bums, he saw these guys lying on the floor, were drunk, and we picked them up, and we put them on a bench and we'd sip talk to them. And somebody asked him, what's pshat? He says, 40 is the tzaddik Yisrael Olam. He was able to see this person who looked mamish disheveled, this person looked lost, he's drunkard, whatever it is, but he was able to see that in this person is the tzaddik Yisrael Olam. And when you see that, it means you see godliness. Hashem is mechabed you and gives you the proper cover. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.